metamaterials, and invisibility. But perhaps the most promising new development involving invisibility is an exotic new material called a metamaterial, which may one day render objects truly invisible. Ironically, the creation of metamaterials was once thought to be impossible because they violated the laws of optics. But in 2006, researchers at Duke University in Durham, North Carolina, and Imperial College in London successfully defied conventional wisdom and used metamaterials to make an object invisible to microwave radiation. Although there are still many hurdles to overcome, for the first time in history, we now have a blueprint to render ordinary objects invisible. The Pentagon's Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA, funded this research. Nathan Myhrvold, former chief technology officer at Microsoft, says the revolutionary potential of metamaterials will completely change the way we approach optics and nearly every aspect of electronics. Some of these metamaterials can perform feats that would have seemed miraculous a few decades ago. What are these metamaterials? They are substances that have optical properties not found in nature. Metamaterials are created by embedding tiny implants within a substance that force electromagnetic waves to bend in unorthodox ways. At Duke University, scientists embedded tiny electrical circuits within copper bands that are arranged in flat concentric circles, somewhat resembling the coils of an electric oven. The result was a sophisticated mixture of ceramic, Teflon, fiber composites, and metal components. These tiny implants in the copper make it possible to bend and channel the path of microwave radiation in a specific way. Think about the way a river flows around a boulder. Because the water quickly wraps around the boulder, the presence of the boulder has been washed out downstream. Similarly, metamaterials can continuously alter and bend the path of microwaves so that they flow around a cylinder, for example, essentially making everything inside the cylinder invisible to microwaves. If the metamaterial can eliminate all reflection and shadows, then it can render an object totally invisible to that form of radiation. Scientists successfully demonstrated this principle with a device made of 10 fiberglass rings covered with copper elements. A copper ring inside the device was rendered nearly invisible to microwave radiation, casting only a minuscule shadow. At the heart of metamaterials is their ability to manipulate something called the index of refraction. Refraction is the bending of light as it moves through transparent media. If you put your hand in water or look through the lens of your glasses, you notice that water and glass distort and bend the path of ordinary light. The reason that light bends in glass or water is that light slows down when it enters a dense transparent medium. The speed of light in a pure vacuum always remains the same, but light traveling through glass or water must pass through trillions of atoms and hence slows down. The speed of light divided by the slower speed of light inside the medium is called the index of refraction. Since light slows down in glass, the index of refraction is always greater than 1.0. For example, the index of refraction is 1.00 for a vacuum, 1.0003 for air, 1.5 for glass, and 2.4 for diamond. Usually, the denser the medium, the greater the degree of bending, and the greater the index of refraction. A familiar example of the index of refraction is a mirage. If you're driving on a hot day and look straight toward the horizon, the road may seem to be shimmering, creating the illusion of a glistening lake. In the desert, one can sometimes see the outlines of distant cities and mountains on the horizon. This is because hot air rising from the pavement or desert has a lower density than normal air, and hence a lower index of refraction than the surrounding colder air, and therefore light from distant objects can be refracted off the pavement into your eye, giving you the illusion that you are seeing distant objects. Usually, the index of refraction is a constant. A narrow beam of light is bent when it enters glass and then keeps going in a straight line. But assume for the moment that you could control the index of refraction at will, so that it could change continuously at every point in the glass. As light moved in this new material, light could bend and meander in new directions, creating a path that would wander throughout the substance like a snake. If one could control the index of refraction inside a metamaterial so that light passed around an object, then the object would become invisible. To do this, this metamaterial must have a negative index of refraction, which every optics textbook says is impossible. Metamaterials were first theorized in a paper by Soviet physicist Viktor Veselago in 1967 and were shown to have weird optical properties, such as a negative refractive index and reverse Doppler effect. Metamaterials are so bizarre and preposterous that they were once thought to be impossible to construct. But in the last few years, metamaterials have actually been manufactured in the laboratory, forcing reluctant physicists to rewrite all the textbooks on optics. Researchers in metamaterials are constantly pestered by journalists who wish to know when invisibility cloaks will hit the market. The answer is, not anytime soon. David Smith of Duke University says, "Reporters, they call up and they just want you to say a number. Number of months, number of years. They push and push and push, and you finally say, well, maybe 15 years. Then you've got your headline, right? 15 years till Harry Potter's cloak." That's why he now declines to give any specific timetable. Fans of Harry Potter or Star Trek may have to wait. While a true invisibility cloak is possible within the laws of physics, as most physicists will agree, formidable technical hurdles remain before this technology can be extended to work with visible light rather than just microwave radiation. In general, the internal structures implanted inside the metamaterial must be smaller than the wavelength of the radiation. For example, microwaves can have a wavelength of about 3 centimeters. So for a metamaterial to bend the path of microwaves, it must have tiny implants embedded inside it that are smaller than 3 centimeters. But to make an object invisible to green light with a wavelength of 500 nanometers, the metamaterial must have structures embedded within it that are only about 50 nanometers long, and nanometers are atomic length scales requiring nanotechnology. 1 nanometer is a billionth of a meter in length. Approximately 5 atoms can fit within a single nanometer. This is perhaps the key problem we face in our attempts to create a true invisibility cloak. The individual atoms inside a metamaterial would have to be modified to bend a light beam like a snake.